preaching is meant to be powerful. Now, I realize that I'm in a very invidious position saying that, because I can be condemning me. Say, well, then why don't you preach powerfully? Well, I feel the weight of that, believe me. Many a time when I leave this pulpit, I would to God I never had to enter it again. Many a time when I go home, I lament, Lord, where is the power? What a contradiction to have the message of supreme power and to be preached with inefficiency, ineffectiveness, and powerlessness. God save us from that folly. Oh, let this church be driven to its knees to pray that this message of power will proceed by the means of power, which is the endowment of the Holy Spirit of God. Pray that for our students. I pray God will give them all a grasp of Hebrew and of Greek and of apologetics and of exegesis and of homiletics and of church history and of systematic theology. I trust that God will give them a grasp of all those things. But oh, if God does not take them and fill them with the Holy Spirit, if God does not baptize them with power, they'd be far better being garbage collectors than preachers. Their knowledge is wasted. It is useless unless it is harnessed by the power of God.